Okay, we are back with you on this Friday night at Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com. We are very anxious to welcome in our next guest because it is time to roll up our sleeves. We're going to head to the SEC and preview the upcoming college football season, specifically the Florida Gators, who are definitely looking to get back on track after the program sank to, I would say, some unimaginable depths in 2013. They're hoping to avoid the free fall after recording that disappointing 4-8 record that included losses at home against Vanderbilt and Georgia Southern. I mean, this was the program's worst showing since 1979 and seven consecutive losses. So we are delighted to welcome back to our program Pat Dooley. He is a sports columnist at the Gainesville Sun. And, of course, you can check out his podcast at Gatorsports.com. Pat, it's nice to have you with us tonight.
Great to be here.
Well, we are ready for some college football now that August is here. And obviously, as I just mentioned, the Gators were decimated with injuries, and they also had some serious offensive woes. Give our audience tonight a reasonable expectation for Florida in 2014. Because I have to tell you personally, this is a very difficult team to forecast.
You know, it's been interesting this offseason because it's they're getting, I think, almost too much love. You know, a lot of people are saying dark horse playoff team, and they'll definitely be back. And there are no guarantees. I think they've got a really good football team. But it's like I told a group I spoke to the other night, there's about nine of those in the SEC, you know, that have a talented roster. And Florida's got the luxury of having a quarterback who's at least played some, you know, and Jeff Driscoll. And I think seven of the SEC teams don't even know who their quarterback is right now. So it's certainly going to be an interesting season because their schedule's tough again. I've pointed out to people it's actually more manageable than it was a year ago. A year ago, they played one home game in 47 days, and that was just ridiculous. So in that way, it is more manageable, but it's still brutal. I mean, when you go, you know, Alabama, LSU, South Carolina, Georgia, I mean, they don't miss anybody except Auburn, really, that's a contender. So it's going to be a tough schedule, a tough season, but they're good enough to be in contention to win the East. They're good enough to win the East. They're good enough to win the SEC. I don't think there's a great team in the SEC right now as we sit here. So they've got a chance to do that. But they also could go 6-6, you know, or 7-5, and we'll probably be on a coaching search when that happens.
Well, I hear some optimism in your voice. I mean, do you believe that the Gators could perhaps be one of the most improved teams in the SEC?
Oh, they'll be better. They have to be because unless the same injuries hit them. I mean, people have to understand that last year it wasn't just the number of injuries. It was who was injured. They lost their right tackle before the season ever started, and they really didn't have any depth there. So they moved a guard to tackle, Tyler Moore, who had never played in the SEC. He was a transfer and was not a tackle. And you know, he must be getting tired of watching all that film of Michael Sam going by him because they must have shown it 100 times. But they weren't good there. And then you lose your quarterback in the first quarter of the third game. He's your offensive leader. You lose your defensive leader and by far best player, Dominic Easley, in practice after the third game. And Dominic Easley, good enough to, even with a torn ACL, suffered in that practice, drafted in the first round this year. That's how good he is and was. So, you know, I don't think there's any question that this, unless they have some kind of catastrophic injury, they've got to be better. Now, what does better translate to? I think they've got a better situation in offense with a new coordinator in there and Kurt Roper, but we don't know how that's going to translate. He was really good at Duke, did a good job there. This SEC defenses are different, you know, than ACC defenses, but we also saw Gus Malzahn take a defensive back and turn him into arguably the best player in the country last year with that same kind of offense. So I think we're all kind of, I mentioned this the other night, I said, it's like there's a big Christmas present under the tree, but it doesn't have any form to it. We don't know what it's going to be. We could open it up and it could be, you know, a new iPad, or it could be like a dead squirrel. We just don't know.
Hey, Pat Dooley is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, he's a columnist with the Gainesville Sun, and it's got some great stuff on there in terms of talking about the Florida Gators. And, you know, I asked you about the optimism and perhaps that the Gators could have a significant turnaround. I mean, you point to teams in the SEC, Missouri, Auburn. I mean, they had huge success and huge turnarounds.
Well, it was a weird year last year in that they came out of nowhere. Auburn, of course, had gone 3-9 the year before. Missouri, it was the team that came in and said, we already said, well, they're not ready for the SEC. And then they won games, though. They won close, tight games, and they found ways to win. So obviously, Auburn had the two miracle plays. But you need some of that. You need some luck. And I've said that before. If you have no luck, in fact, I went back and read the column I wrote in the preseason last year, and it was basically saying that any team needs some luck. Well, Florida got no luck. They got zero luck. And so this team could use some luck, but you got to have a little bit of it. I mean, you got to have some breaks unless you're a physically dominant, incredible team. Now, 08, that team didn't need any luck. That team had 22 NFL players on it. So, and I don't think there's a team like that in the SEC right now. I think everybody's going to need people to surprise. That somebody's going to have to step on the team. We don't have on our preseason all SEC teams now for almost everybody in this league, because with all the quarterbacks gone, all the skill players gone, LSU lost 8 juniors this year after losing 11 the year before.
Wow.
Auburn losing Trey Mason. They've already had 2 major injuries, including one of their starting offensive linemen, and their schedule is rough. Alabama's starting a quarterback who's never played in the SEC, had just some mop-up duty at FSU. I have no idea what's going to happen in this conference. Even South Carolina, everybody's raving about their quarterback, Dylan Thompson, but I saw the guy play last year. He was pretty average. So, and maybe this is the year he excels and he's really good, but they had to bring Connor Shaw in off the bench with a bad knee to win the Missouri game because he was so bad. So, I think it's wide open this year.
Are you saying that the SEC, perhaps it might be down a little bit this year?
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily down, because all of these schools that I'm talking about, they've got flaws and questions, and they've all been at the top of the recruiting classes for the last 3 or 4 years. And that includes Florida, obviously Alabama. They all have got players. Now, those players may be unproven, untested. We don't know if they're going to be able to step in and play in this conference and be really good and when the lights are on. But there's a lot of... I don't know that the SEC necessarily will be down. However, it could be a year where because there are so many unproven players, they cannibalize each other, and you end up not getting any teams in the playoff.
Pat Dooley with us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We got to step aside for a quick commercial break, and we will be rejoined with the columnist from the Gainesville Sun, Pat Dooley.